2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon, and it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what's your subject this week?
This week I'm going to be looking at Hawkspur Camp at Great Bardfield. Now, although it sounds like it might be a Roman camp, it isn't. It's much more, something much more modern, nearer our own times. Mm-hmm. And Hawkspur Camp was, I suppose we could call it a social experiment that was set up during the war years, 1944 to be precise. Mm-hmm. It was designed as a sort of commune, a camp where young men, specifically teenagers, early 20s, could come if they'd been evacuated from London. Mm-hmm. And they'd had a few problems in their personal lives. So young men that perhaps could do with resuming their education, learning a little bit about how to live cooperatively together. This was the brainchild of a Quaker man called David Wills, and the camp was staffed in the main by undergraduates, mm-hmm. college undergraduates, an all-male team. And these young men would come out from London and they would learn how to be self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. They would grow their own fruit and vegetables, care for the camp, do all the work of the camp, the administration that was involved, as well as living cooperatively and hopefully catching up on some of their education that they'd missed. It wasn't an unqualified success, sadly. And the conclusions that the Home Office, who actually sponsored this camp, came to was that living cooperatively didn't suit these young men. They actually preferred somebody to be more authoritarian and telling them what to do. But nevertheless, the positive side of setting up this camp, and it was very much an innovation for the 1940s, was that a lot was learned, and I think that was taken into remedial education in later years. So as a social experiment, wasn't 100% successful, but the data that they were able to accumulate did increase knowledge for the future.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
Scott. And what's your subject next week then?
Next week, I'm looking at an Essex health resort.
Right, look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.